Blog Talk Radio.
I was yesterday, early this morning, I was making a video for Basic Jam Part 2 that's not going to be released for maybe 2 months, 3 months. It may be released before then. I'll let you know on my blog talk or on Twitter. But I had somebody also saying that they have a copy. I don't know how they got a copy, but except that, you know, unless they hack my emails, but the other thing that's connected to this situation is those allegations I told you about in the past about peeping, looking in my property that I own. And I told the LAPD, but I need more proof. I don't know. I keep bringing that up because there's so much allegations over here in my home. That's why I want to sell it. But these people, these hoodlums on Half School or nearby me, some of them got serious mental problems. I think they're from Bulls or whatever, saying it, or from the center, San Fernando Center. You know, I don't have nothing to do with them because they need to move on. I could, you know, they, you know, like the other day they talked about a rock band to me from a car, and there's, I haven't been in rock band in a very long time. They talk about people I haven't worked with in a very long time. You know, they out of touch reality. You know, they're, you know, 2 decades, something's wrong with them mentally. I also consider them to, dangerous because they got some ulterior motive or something. As I said before, you know, these are homeless or neighbors in on Haskell, and while most people with mental health issues are not dangerous, they're law-abiding, these people fit the stereotype of being dangerous and sick, saying things that don't pertain to reality, saying that I'm a be with a drag queen. I have no attraction to drag queens, transgender, or, you know, sexually. But I'm not a transphobe. I respect people who are drag queens and transgender. They deserve the rights, but I'm not attracted to them. I said that in previous podcasts, sexually. But I do believe as a liberal, they deserve to have equal rights. But I'm not attracted to them personally on the sexual, in a sexual way. I mean, they say crazy things. Things that ain't true. No, a band, there's no rock band. I wasn't just no band talking about band 20 years ago or saying I'm attracted to people who I never was attracted to sexually. Or you know, they did say this morning that they may use my song in a movie or for sampling. And there were allegations on that because that's illegal. As I said before, I never had any of my songs sampled, but authorization. I never put it in a movie. I never was offered any contract. That was the reason. I made very, very little for my music. I spent 33 years struggling. That's why I'm no longer performing songwriter on a regular basis because of it. I'm now just a songwriter. But I will, you know, sing and be, you know, for podcasts or practice and stuff like that, perform once in a while, but I'm not, it's for the songs that I've written. You know, I really protect my songwriting, and I'm at peace that my songwriting is protected because the song Basic Jam is copyrighted. I am not putting in any movie except a video that may be released approximately in a couple weeks or a month. I don't know. I just started making a basic video, but I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But if you, anybody out there see a movie or heard of a movie or heard my song, illegal. But some of my songs may have been hacked or bootlegged, you know, and it's all copyrighted. I went in Basic Jam by myself. You know, you can look on BMI account and look at where a song is. You can look up the U.S. copyright. And I'm just saying this to songwriters. Protect your music by copywriting it. That's why I say protect it. So you can sue and you can defend. And you can do a lot of things. But if this ain't copyrighted, it would be very difficult to defend your name. Good day, good night from Dove Night. Oh, also there was concerns about forgery. Forgery is a crime, so is stealing. You know, I will, you know, watch out for forgeries. For forgeries, you know, they cannot put my name on anything, write my name on something or add it to something, but that's a crime. Again, I did not make any money from sampling or any movie, with the exception of my videos. That's because I wasn't offered anything, and also I didn't, you know, get any, you know, I didn't put my songs on, you know, websites or so, except mine. So, but my song is copyrighted. You can find Basic Jam Part 2 on the U.S. Copyright Office. A lot of the songs that I release on my albums are on my under my name, D-O-V-E, first name, Knight, N-I-G-H-T, second name, U.S. Copyright Office. If you don't see it there, it's under unpublished works. You'll see like John's Birthday, unpublished works, or you'll see it, I Really and six other unpublished works, and the songs were put on BMI. Legacy songs, acapella, and two other unpublished works. You know, I Want to Make My Dreams Come True, and five other unpublished works. So you see unpublished works on my BMI account. You'll find those Basic Jam songs, Part 2 songs. You'll find, you will see it through. You will find other songs that I've written. I've written a ton of songs recently for my keyboard that you won't find directly, but it's on there. You know, I was looking at that. It's like, it's really so cool to have all these songs copyrighted. But I feel sometimes I can't keep copyrighting songs, especially because it's like, it's cost money, it's too expensive, and being a poor person, I cannot afford it. But I wanted to give you the hack. I will be releasing the Basic Jam Part 2 song, a video, maybe within a week. Give it a month. Good day, good night from Dove Night.